Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, once again your host on Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. Again, here we are at the end of another month in a new year, in a new decade. Time does fly. All right. Before I begin to zero in on the topic for today, on lessons for re-careering, I would be very curious to know how you learned of the show, whether you just surfed and found it, or whether you got it because it was tweeted to you, or you saw it on Facebook, or you're one of my regular followers. So drop me a line and let me know, please, heb@sapienscoaching.com. I want to begin by reminding you that you can call in 347-308-8388. Or you can be in the chat room, which I'll check from time to time, and communicate with me or with others who are listening. There are some premises which I'd like to clarify about the individual and group coaching which I offer in conjunction with this radio show, so that you know what is available to assist you in changing careers, deciding on which career to change to, and also deciding if indeed you need to change careers, because it's not what everybody else is doing that you need to do. Toward the end of this half an hour, I will be reading to you two or three segments of my upcoming book titled Career Change Design in the Second Half of Life. And if you're really curious, or if it touches a nerve in you from what I will be reading, you may email me again at atb@sapienscoaching.com to get a preview chapter before it goes up for sale on amazon.com. As you know, my website is available for you to keep in touch with what I'm doing, www.sapienscoaching.com. On the show page for this show, there are links to all my other coaching activities on the right-hand side. There are also links to all the previous shows that you've missed. So if you want to give yourself a great holiday, sit back one day and just listen. They're all full of important information, great guests, and really important topics that will influence the way you approach your life or change the way you approach your life. So back to the premises that I mentioned just now for my coaching, both individual and group coaching. Number one, it's that you align with your purpose. Number two, that you identify your strengths and your worth. Number three, that you set and hold to your powerful intentions. Number four, that you gain creative insights into your greatness and your potential. Number five, that you move from limited views of your life to unlimited ones with matching actions. There they are. This is what we focus on when you join a group coaching session or you sign up for private coaching. And all of these, as I mentioned, are relevant to career change, to career choice, and to other challenges in your life. Aligning with your purpose, identifying your strengths, and your worth, sticking to your intentions, being creative, gaining insights into your potential and your greatness, and moving from a limited view of yourself to an unlimited one. Now, having said that, it is obvious that all of this happens through a process. That's a very key word. And with a lot of intuitive and determined work on your part as a coaching client, you are the responsible person who will benefit from all these results by applying your time, talent, and resources in a consistent manner. Today, there is definitely need for support in not just finding a job, but identifying jobs and careers that match or being. And we've talked about being on this show more than once. What does that mean? Jobs and careers that not only bring good income, but allow us to express our true selves and bring us increasing satisfaction because they're not stressful, but stress-free. A real rough task to find this kind of job and career, but with guided support and with a spiritual approach, becomes quite easy, as you will experience. To really successfully change careers, especially at midlife, when so much is going on and so much is at stake in the society, so much is at stake in our families and within us, mentally and psychologically, we have to start with dealing with our limiting beliefs, which I hinted at before. That is why you hear the term empowerment so often. We have to even go beyond that and talk about being unstoppable. That way we don't get sidetracked by seeming obstacles. Doesn't that sound good to you? Okay. Next, we have to define and execute a workable action plan. Who knows how to do that? Everything I've said so far is necessary if you are to be paid well for doing what you love to do, whether as an employee or as a new entrepreneur. You know, there are many new entrepreneurs, especially women, and men too, I suppose, who for the most part are working just to keep the business going, but they're not getting a salary that they can brag about. It means you have to be committed to the process. You can't do it half-heartedly. That is why I don't believe someone who says they want to make a new move or increase their lifestyle or improve their output, if then they give more importance to what they're already doing, which is not getting them anywhere, like socializing or spending on designer goods, etc., rather than on weekly coaching and personal development activities. So you have to invest in order to earn your due returns, just like the farmer has to plant the crop to reap the food. So think about that. Your being, your limiting beliefs, and your action plans. Those are like the groundwork for any choices, and even more so for thinking about changing careers. Because whatever limiting beliefs you had before in the job that you didn't like and the job that drained you of your energy, you're going to carry them into the next job just the same. Now let's see how much specific information I can share with you today about your re-careering at midlife. First, I have a number of sites that you can browse through to see if articles and hints and information and statistics in them deal with what is of primary concern to you at any time. I'm sure you know that there are lots of blogs and videos and tests, career tests and hints on different sites all over the internet. But you will have to put in the work to research them and pick out what's relevant to you, not try to absorb everything there. The first thing of concern to you, I'm sure, as someone thinking of changing careers or in the middle of changing careers, is the matter of fit. What am I suited to? Fit is made up of what position or job or career will help you to develop as a person. What job or career can add to your general sense of success? What job or career can fit in with your potential as you see it, or even as you don't see it, but what you're striving for? And what job or career will fit in with your skill sets so far? Let me take a look at the chat room and see if there's anyone there who wants to say anything specifically to me, and then get back to the switch room. Okay, here are some of the sites which you might want to make note of. I found one that I liked called advancingwomen.com. There is, in fact, there are two of them that I mentioned before on previous shows, and they're on my website as well, sapienscoaching.com. One is jobbait.com, and the other is the Riley Guide, R-I-L-E-Y. Those two give you updated market information, trends in different industries, and different locations, because what's happening in Texas might not be happening in New York and vice versa. What's happening in one field might not be happening in another. So you have to be very discriminating in searching through these. The work is for you to do. There is a site called What's Next. I think it's fairly new, but it's interesting. There is a Women's Job Board. And this site, among others, focuses on your how you rewrite your resume to match your certain age and what your employer is looking for. That is, if you're looking for a job, and helps you with strategies for interviews. So we've spoken about that in other shows as well, but you can have a close-up look there. And, of course, there are career test sites that you can scout through. I have had for years this map assessment link on my website, www.sapienscoaching.com. It's a free test that you can do, and then you can choose others that you would like to follow after. Map assessment, M-A-P-P. Then there's careervoyages.com and careerexplorer.net. And what I like about those sites is that they even have videos and descriptions of different careers. So you might be thinking, oh, I like to do so-and-so, and I like to do so-and-so, but you can't give it a name as to what that person would be called or where that job would be most useful or applicable. So it's good to scout through and see all those differences, and whatever resonates with you, you know that you've hit home. Then there's several government sites that you can find, I'm sure, just by looking up sites ending in .gov. And these sites, you should look out for jobs after you've come to the point where you know what it is you really want. Not just, oh, this sounds like a good job. Look for sites that look for jobs on those sites that meet with what you have already developed as your job at heart. And the point of that is not to say that this is a job you're going to stay in forever, but it's, your intention is to get your foot in the door as far as government jobs are concerned, and then seek further to satisfy your passion. two more sites, jobhuntskills.com and careerplanner.com. I hope you got them. If you didn't, you know how to reach me, and I'd be glad to send you the list. HEB@sapienscoaching.com. In other words, there are lots of resources that you can research for yourself. And if all this seems too overwhelming and you say, I can't bother, I just want to know where to find a job, then I am the coach to turn to help you sort out what's of relevance to you. Now to the issue of re-careering itself. It is not just a matter of gathering information. Reinvention takes thinking, it takes time, and it takes testing the waters. It is not, however, something that you should not do because you feel fear. If you're excited enough, you'll do it anyway. Coaching helps you to build that excitement in a very confident way and to minimize or completely obliterate any feelings of fear. These are my recommendations on a very simple level for someone thinking about changing careers or adjusting what they do in their current job and career so that they can even stay on the same job and make a complete turnaround in the way that they enjoy their work and the way they benefit from being in that position. Follow your calling and everything else will follow you. Yep, that's number one. Two, determine for yourself what phase of your own life cycle you're in. Why do I say that? Because two people could be born the same day of the same year, but they might be in different life cycle points. It depends on their background. It depends on their personal development. One could have been at home for a while doing nothing in particular, while the other one was busy gathering new skills, new certifications, and exploring the world. So you can't compare yourself directly with anybody else. Determine what phase you're at, both developmentally and psychologically. Some people in their 40s are just breaking out from under their parents' coattails. Decide on your passion, because that is where your energy will be generated. It will be a drag if you start something new and you're resentful that you have to be starting over at your age. So make sure passion goes with it. And define your ultimate goals and the potential that you want to reach, because that's what is going to get you motivated. And be sure about your source of guidance on both a spiritual and a deep visionary level. So choosing a new career and reinventing yourself, going in a new direction, are all initiatives on your part. They have to be based on your inner wisdom. They can't be reactionary. And these days I know there are lots of people changing jobs and careers on that basis due to pressing circumstances. But the first situation is better. I have a social media network of women, which you might have heard me talk about. The link is right there on my show page on the right. And you may join these women to get general support, along with myself as the coach, in life transition and career transition. You'll see that people are doing some marvelous things on their own without being an employee of somebody else, because they're fired up about what they're doing. Link to the show page, the address is http://sapiens, there comes the word again, Sapiens Midlife Potential Network, sapiensmidlifepotentialnetwork.ning.com. And you will be pleased that you have this circle of friends to join. talking about circle, I've just started the Inner Wisdom Circle coaching group, which I'd like you to be a part of. So if you're interested in it, based on what I've been saying so far, to help you along in your recareering, your reinvention of yourself, you're moving to a higher level, no matter where you think you are at the moment. You could be in a good job, but it's still not the best job for you. Then please send me an email, heb@sapienscoaching.com, and let's take it from there. For recareering, you can't be naive. You have to understand, among other things, the following, which I'll say swiftly for you, that there will always be change. There'll be nothing going forward in this life that stays the same. So be ready for shocks, even when you are doing things right. Uncertainties are part of the makeup of living fully. It is okay to begin again and again. Twists and turns are okay. So get angry about where you are, about being stuck, and begin to make a change and put new balance in your life. You don't have to do just one thing, even if you start out with just one thing. Multiple streams of income is often the better way to go, as an employee or even more so as a solopreneur, because you have multiple talents, don't you? You need to be prepared. Don't jump from the frying pan into the fire. Sort the wheat from the tares. Identify where you are different, where you have something different to offer. This is one of the focuses of my coaching, helping women like you to dig deep and see your difference. It is from your difference that your increase will come. Make a note of that. Finally, from me to you, make your plans big enough for God to fit in. No use doing things timidly. Bring courage and boldness into your recareering. Make it count this time. Believe in yourself until others catch up with you and your greatness and begin to believe in you as well. If you have any comments on what I've said so far, the chat room is open. You can make your comments. And afterwards, on the show page, just click at the links and continue to communicate with me there on my network. If you find the whole process of recareering or even thinking about leaving your job or changing to another job, again, I am your coach on demand. Get in touch and let's get started with a short complimentary session. It is just the end of February, so it's still time to have a great 2010 or a great beginning to the decade. Baby boomers might be interested in what jobs are there out there for me. Well, I have a list of jobs that are good for you to change to, a number of jobs that are good for part-timers, jobs that you could do at home, and some of the best careers that you could follow for the second half of your life. There are too many to read to you, but in these lists, the ones who have researched it have come up with the annual earnings, the percentage growth in each of these fields, and the annual openings that occur year by year. So if you want to have some inclination, some hint of this so that you can, it can help you to decide in what direction to go, send me your email, heb@sapienscoaching.com, and I'll gladly send it to you. Of course, we know that in the medical field, that's where we have the predominant increases and possibilities and growth. And in teaching, of course, special education teachers, and also in post-secondary education and social and human services. But there are tons more that you might not have thought of, but you have the skills for it, and you probably just need a little brushing up to find a job in that area. So don't give up hope. You might even be in the said same field that you need to stay, but you think it's going down when it's not really. So the bottom line is, don't be afraid to test the waters. Get help looking at your transferable skills. Of course, the choices depend on what I've said so far, as well as where you are located or where you want to relocate to. Maybe you want to go overseas, which is another kettle of fish. Your career change may be triggered from your layoff recently, or from your fading health, or from burnout in the corporate world, or you could be just tired of what you've been doing for 20 or 30 years. Each case is different, and each person is different. So no one article or advice can solve any single person's problem. It goes deeper than that. There's also a new realism that you have to have about retirement. And what is it? Retirement is no longer a one-time event. You may retire from one job and then start a whole new career or a whole new lifestyle, opening up greater potential and possibilities than you ever thought of before. Now that you're freer and things are more accessible to you in the modern age, you have to move with it. And I encourage you to get in touch with me if you think that these things are relevant to your life. Don't be afraid. You might find that you can create an empire working from home or becoming the business person that you never imagined you could be. And that is what I'm here for, to help you on that journey. The virtual world has opened up more possibilities than you could have imagined 20 years ago. In future shows, I'll be interviewing experts on the job market and on the job world for over 40s and baby boomers and the various Generation X's, and on rewriting your resumes and making cold calls and social media networking, which I'm introducing to you through my network as well, and on arranging informational interviews in your job search. But for today, our focus was on getting the mindset and the action steps lined up for recareering. Recareering cannot be hurried. You have to look ahead and see what's coming and prepare for it. My intention is that you do not waste your valuable time and energy and come out of the exercise proud and confident and find the meaning and significance that you need to make on this planet. The bottom line is that you have to be proactive and create your own career path if you are to have a successful second or third career. Now, time is running out, so I won't be able to read from my book to you, which is disappointing to me, but I'll do it on another show because I wanted to offer you sample chapters from it if you were interested. So, again, the same email, heb@sapienscoaching.com, because in it I talk about your potential. I give outrageous hints on how to open up the doors to your dream career, and we talk about career change possibilities, and of course I introduce my model of how to redesign your career. When I announce this new book as being available in your Amazon.com and at your nearest bookstore, I hope you'll be one of those eager to grab a copy or a few copies for yourself and friends. So let me invite you to email me again, and I'll send you details on any of the things that interested you on today's show. And in particular, please ask me about the Inner Wisdom Circle, which a lot of women are waiting to be a part of. That way you don't make mistakes and you have all the tools on an ongoing basis to support any changes and challenges you may be facing at this time. Now, I wish myself a very happy birthday on Monday, and I wish you a good week ahead. This is Hyacinth Gooden Bailey, and I am saying so long from Blog Talk Radio until our next show. And for our next show, you need to check the show page to see what is being planned. It will be exciting as usual. Tell me about your recareering. I'm very interested both in how you are succeeding and in how I help you succeed. Have a great week.